But we must learn how to embrace pressure. One sure thing that would help us to attain excellence and achieve progress is pressure. If you don't want to experience pressure in different areas of your life, you may not attain the progress that you really expect to attain. There is excellence attached to that which you carry inside, but it will never show forth until there is pressure at work. So it's important we understand pressure and its place in progress. Don't hate pressure. You must rather embrace pressure. If you want to see progress, there is a positive amount of pressure that you must avail yourself to. May you embrace whatever form of pressure work brings to you so that you will make progress. I see you making progress.
Now, your word in season.
And lift up your two hands to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, our hands are lifted to you. Amen. We give you glory. We give you praise. This morning, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Holy Spirit of God, grant us deep understanding so that we will become better people even by your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. You can celebrate. Glory. Welcome somebody to your left, to your right, to church. Tell them, welcome to church. Hallelujah. We've been on a journey, and I want to specially welcome our brethren, our Liberian brethren. It's good to see you again. Celebrate. We have some Liberian brethren in our midst. Celebrate them. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been on a journey where we've been considering dealing with opposing forces to our rising. Dealing with opposing forces to our rising. And last week we looked at it and we saw from the word of God that our place in Christ is above. That is our ordained place. So to be at the top in every endeavor is God's ordained destiny for us as his children. So we are not supposed to be at the bottom. We are to be at the top. Say, I'm made for the top. Come on. Say it like you mean it. I am made for the top. And we saw from the scripture, he said, he has called us unto glory and unto virtue. Glory means dignity. I see your life showing forth dignity. Then virtue is the word excellence. All right? That means our lives are not supposed to be downward, but upward and forward. So irrespective of whatever you are experiencing now, this is our true identity in God and in Christ. And the more we are able to appropriate it and leave it out, the better we become. Hallelujah. Beautiful. So we are continuing our subject, dealing with opposing forces to our rising. And last week, we came to the point where we understood that the first opposing force is not actually coming from outside. It is our own bodies. How disciplined are you for success? How disciplined are you? Paul, the apostle, says, I put my body under. That means he treats his body like a wrestler will treat the opponent. Then he says, I make my body a slave to my soul, not my soul a slave to my body. I pray that you will be disciplined and you would rise in life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Last week, I think we were blessed by the example of the airplane. All right? We said when the airplane is taking off, there are four forces in view. The first force is the force of lift, which takes the plane upward. All right? Then the force that opposes the force of lift is the force of weight, which is gravity, that wants to bring the plane down. So the first force is an upward force. The force opposing is a downward force. All right? Then the third force is the force of thrust. You see, the first one is upward. Thrust is forward. And the force of drag wants to bring it backward. And such is life. So the fact that we are ordained for the top does not mean automatically we will be in places of the top. We must take responsibility and work our way to our ordained place. And I see you taking your place in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, shout a living amen. Very important. Today we are looking at it from a different angle, but considering the second opposing force to our rising. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 60. We are reading from verse 1 to 3. Isaiah chapter number 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Don't forget the subject we are dealing with opposing forces to our rising. Arise, shine. Does this sound like a suggestion? It is a command. Arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. We've been called to a life of glory. Right? Arise. Come on, shout it. Arise. Shine. So first and foremost, understand, is a command. It's a command to your spirit. Arise. Shine. Don't lie down. Arise. Don't be in the position of rest. Arise. Don't be in the state of inertia. Arise. So that's the first thing you are supposed to take note of. Arise. And if you arise, he says you will shine. Arise. Shine. Tell your neighbor, arise. Shine. Then he says, the second thing, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon you. So, our ability to arise and shine is dependent on our light that has come and the glory that has come upon us. All right? So, who is our light? And who is our glory? It matters. Because that is what is going to define the quality of our shining when we arise. Is somebody listening at all? So who is our light? Who is our glory? Now in prophecy, you see, this is prophetic. Where the prophet Isaiah was speaking concerning the people of Israel. But then it applies also to Gentiles, those that will come to receive Christ. All right? So in the book of Luke, let's read some few portions of scripture that interpret the prophecy. Okay? Luke chapter 2 verse 32 to 34. I hope you are here. Luke 2, verse 32 to 34. Speaking of Jesus, he says, a light he shall be. Okay, let's go to verse 30 so that we can appreciate what we are reading. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. This is the man that was in the temple that God had said, you will not die until you see the salvation of the Lord. Simeon by name. And now he's seen Jesus. And now he says, for mine eyes have seen the salvation, thy salvation. 31. Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. 32. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. So you see, when you take it back to the Isaiah where we read, he says, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So who was he talking about in Isaiah? He was talking about Christ Jesus. Is somebody listening at all? For he is the light that will lighten the Gentiles, and he's the glory, not just of the people of Israel per se, but all who will accept him. Is somebody listening at all? Verse 33. I want you to see something. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child, take note, is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Obviously, you know it's not just for those in Israel, but for us too. He's set for the fall and the rising. Arise, shine. He's set for the fall and the rising. Definitely, we are not part of those who will fall. We are part of those that will rise, isn't it? So shout, I am arising and I'm shining. Rising again of many in Israel. And for a sign which shall be spoken against. Now let's also read Luke chapter 1 verse 79. I hope you are following the word. Luke 1:79. Yaga daga baha shuta daha. Luke 1:79. I'm reading, he says, he, talking about Jesus, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Okay? Are you getting it? When people are in darkness, what they need is light. All right? So all of humanity was plunged into darkness. And now Jesus was going to come not just as light, but he is the light. Amen? And he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Jesus is like the sun. All right? And in prophecy, he's actually called the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N. The Son of Righteousness. Malachi. Let's read it. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Glory to Jesus. I pray you get it. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. So Jesus is called Son. So he brings light. Is somebody listening at all? What was the state of the people on earth? Go to the Isaiah 60 again. Please follow, okay? You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Go, go. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. So now we've known our light. We've got to know our light. Now we know our glory. Who is he? Jesus. What is his name? Jesus. Oh, come on. You don't sound like you believe that we are. What is his name? Give it a shout. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, boy. So when Jesus comes into my life is supposed to be flooded with light and I'm full of glory. Yes. Not shame. Not darkness. Now the next verse, verse 2. He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Say darkness. Darkness. Say, darkness shall cover the earth. Then he says, and gross, say gross darkness, the people. So he describes the state of the people that will be on the earth. That in the last days, you will see that darkness will multiply and gross darkness will cover the people. You see, when we say gross darkness is what is called blackness. Black. And you see, black doesn't reflect light. Black absorbs all light and swallows it up. And it doesn't reflect it. I hope you are getting the point. So, we are not the blackness of darkness, for we are exempted because the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen. Oh, you are not minding me. Shall be seen upon thee. So, this is black. Absence and complete swallowing up of any visible light. And they don't reflect it. But you are light. For he has shined upon you, and his glory is risen. Oh, you are not minding me. Mind me. Glory to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. You see, I'm taking my time to take you through all this because it's important for your faith. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. And who shall give thee light? And who shall give thee light? And Christ shall give thee light. So I ask you a simple question. You must be bold about it now. Who is thy light? Christ Jesus. Who is thy glory? Not a Benz. Who is thy light? Not a flat. You know, some of us would want to define our worth by our possessions. It's important you know this. That Christ is thy light. And the reason why you can shine on earth is not because of that Benz or Land Cruiser or whatever you possess materially, but because Christ, who is our light, has shined unto us. And his glory is what? Risen. You are not minding me. Beautiful. So you are not among those that sleep. You have been saved. You are awoken from the sleep. And Christ has given thee light. Shout, I am not in darkness. I have light. Yes, that means now you are qualified to rise. And be at that place, at the top, in every endeavor. Now the verse 3 says what would happen when we arise and start shining. What will happen? Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. So now you see we are already becoming leaders of every endeavor. The Gentiles, the people of the world, they shall now come to our light. Then what will happen? And kings to the brightness of what? Thy rising. So, your impact and influence on this earth is connected to your rising. If you don't rise, that means you won't shine. And if you don't shine, no king will come to you. Oh, I see kings coming to you. And when we say kings, we are talking about people who are leaders in all endeavors. So there's going to be a time. I see those that will rule in the nurses' quarters. Not where nurses live. I mean where nurses. Oh, glory to God. I see us taking our place in all realms of life and becoming those that kings. Look at something. They come to the brightness of thy rising. That means your rising produces a certain brilliance that attracts them. Oh, you are not minding me. So your rising will generate a certain brilliance. That is why there are also opposing forces that says we won't let you rise. Because they know if you rise, you will attract. And you know, light rules, light governs. You will become a leading force. And Gentiles will come to your light. And kings to the brightness of thy. So, if even you are not from Ghana, let me talk to some people who are not from Ghana. They will say, oh, maybe this one concerns your home country. When Joseph got to Egypt, he was a slave, a house boy for that matter. He gets into the house of Potiphar and he arose. He arose. Then the moment he arose, what happened? He started shining in that house. Is somebody listening at all? They thought they could put out his light. He gets into prison. He arose. So it is not the country you find yourself in. I tell people, like, goat in Ghana is a goat in America. Those who won't do what they have to do in Ghana, but think they will succeed when they travel. I was saying something. Joseph was a man that has cultivated the quality of integrity. He was an honest guy. A man that had strong moral principles. When his brothers were fooling, he would go and report. No wonder when Potiphar's wife tempted him, he could run. Where did he develop it? At home, before he went to Egypt. You that you want to travel. And you that have traveled. A cow in Ghana is a cow in the UK. Is somebody listening? Look at what they say. Your relevance on earth is connected to your shining. But until you have risen, you cannot shine. So now we must deal with the opposing forces. So today I'm dealing with number two opposing force. Go to the verse 2 again. Let me pick out a detail there. Then I'll mention the number 2. Quickly, just for 10-15 minutes. He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. Somebody say, shall be seen. Shall be seen. It shall not be hidden. It shall be seen. So, when you arise and start shining, it shall be seen. We will see it. We will see it. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14. Let's read that scripture before I mention number 2. I know you are waiting for number 2. Yes, you will get number 2. I don't know if I can finish number 2, but I'll enter it. And we will continue where we will leave off. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Say, I'm the light of the world. Come on. Is this different from what we are reading in Isaiah? No. It's the same thing. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It shall be seen. Conspicuous. It shall be seen. Conspicuous simply means something that is not hidden. You can see it. Don't worry about it. The big word. I encourage you to read. There are some of you don't read. So when you hear a word, you start to shake. You say, what is that? What? It's a very simple word. It's a very simple word. It's easy to spell. Hallelujah. So, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. The next verse. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. In your generation, they are waiting for your light. Yeah. Ah, Only two people shouted amen. Amen. Your generation is waiting for your light. Amen. I know some of you, you say you don't want to be seen. As for me, in our family, we don't like to be seen. We are people who like to just hide under the carpet. And look, when you arise and you start shining, it will be conspicuous. It shall be seen. The glory that has come on us is not hidden. It is conspicuous. Learn a new word. It is it can be seen. It can be seen. And I don't know. You know, in our family, all of us, when my father went to school, he got F-F-E-E-E. My own is even the best. D-D-E-E. Look. Who told you that? The next verse that he says, verse 16. I want you to take note. Let your light so shine. What does that mean to you? Let your light so shine. If this is not a definition of excellence, I don't know what it is. Let your light, what you are carrying, so shine. Before who? Before? Before? Family members, are they men? Family members are not men. I heard somebody say no. Family members are men. Men as in, not as in gender, but human beings. Those in your school, are they men?
Yes.
Those in your workplace, are they men?
Yes.
Those in the house with you, are they men?
Yes.
All those married, is your husband a man?
Yes.
The wives? The husbands? Are your wife's men? you answer now. They are men. They are human beings. Let your light so shine. So shine. You that is shining at 20%. He wants us to so shine. 10%. Have you seen those that go to school? The class is 35. They are 25. Say nasima 210. I was able to pass 10 people. Class 35. I'm 25. Have I not done well? Let your light so shine. So shine. In our whole family, nobody actually gets a degree. So me cry with a diploma is a miracle. Hey. Let your light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, the glory of God that he would receive from his children is connected to their shining. Huh? So your shining gives God glory. Don't think that it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. If you are the head of a certain institution, it matters. So, every position you are, God can use you. You can be gateman, God can use you. You can be merchantman, God can use you. You can be, yes, the same way. You can be the pathologist, God can use you. You can be the head of department, God can use you. You can be the rich multi-millionaire, God can use you. Why not choose those ones? You say, oh, God can use everybody. You see, that song, I think that it's a song of praise, so we can accept it. But don't let it make you settle. Look. Hey. Oh my God. Don't be there. Oh, don't be there. Oh my God. Look, you better arise and. You see. Enough of all this accepting of downwardness, substandardness, and we are okay. especially in this part of the world. What is the second opposing force to our rising? Number two. So number one was our own body, right? So we must be disciplined. Number two, mediocrity. Mediocrity. I pray that some few years to come, when you stand, they will not say, look at that mediocre. They would say, look at that excellent guy. Yes. Let your light so shine before men. I said, if this is not the definition of excellence, I don't know what Jesus was talking about. He says that they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. Remember, we have been called to excellence. And excellence is the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. I know sometimes we tell ourselves, nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Do what you can and leave the rest to God. Isn't it? Don't we like saying such things? So, distinction. Distinction. You are supposed to be distinct in every endeavor. Whatever you are to do, excellence is your calling, not mediocrity. So sometimes you see some of the people that really embrace mediocrity are children of God because of the excuse. The excuse we give ourselves. Sometimes it's even the excuse of going to heaven, eternity. So it's almost like everything here doesn't matter. There's no need. You know, we rubbish. Sometimes we can rubbish. We just rubbish success. We rubbish excellence. All of this, one day you will just leave it. You see, that kind of thing. We just rubbish. So at the end of the day, you see, you employ Christians. And they bring this kind of mediocre minds. People who are called unto excellence. They bring this mediocre mindset. And everything they do, because they can use God as an excuse. I think, am I speaking to people who love the word of God, or you don't? You have been called to excellence. Someone say, so let's define mediocre. What's the meaning of mediocrity? Write it. Mediocrity. Nowadays, I've entered my office. If you look at me very well, you will see that something. I've entered my office. My office was actually locked for 3 years. Yeah. It got opened last Monday, 19th. Then I entered the office. Yeah. The key was actually lost. Yes. We couldn't find the key. Yeah, so if you were in church last week, you could feel something has shifted. Yes. I entered the office. Some special forces were sent to open the office. I said, how do you know it was 3 years? Three doors were opened. A door stands for a year. 1, 2, 3. I entered the office. So if I preached to you last 4 weeks, this message is different. You will see that a certain hammer is hitting you. Is somebody listening to me? Someone said, ah, Pastor, what are you saying? Just receive the prophecy as I've given it to you. What is mediocrity? A mediocre is low quality. Not very good. Are you receiving it? If excellence is the quality of being outstanding and extremely good, a mediocre is what? Not very good. Low quality. Actually, the root of that word, you see, is French. Then it has also its root in Latin, which actually means mountains that are short. So they are high hills, but they are not high mountains. Are you following the thing? So one who is a mediocre settles for not very good. He settles for, oh, it's okay, leave it like that. And there's a lot of that statement in Africa. Am I communicating? So you can have a believer who has been called unto glory and virtue, one whose calling is unto excellence. What is the meaning of excellence? Outstanding, extremely good. But now he settles for not very good, low quality. Oh, it's okay. Let's take it like that. After today, may you be angry at, oh, it's okay, let's take it like that. May you see to it that everything is extremely good. Oh, you didn't answer me, cry. I've come with a lot of resources for you. So whatever I say is coming with a lot of resources. I said you will stand tall. You would be seen as one that is excellent, not a mediocre, in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, mediocrity can kill your rising in every field. Because we live in a world where there is competition, where even the people of this world do not want to give up leadership places to us. But then, our generation must be rejoicing in our light. We are the light of the world. But if we get into face-to-face competition with the world, we see that they take things more serious to achieve excellence than us. For what reason? For what reason? And we keep giving ourselves excuses and thinking it doesn't matter. So, if Jesus tarries to come, the Lord Jesus will come, we believe it. But until he comes, listen, the favor of God may get you that job, but mediocrity can get you sacked. The favor can open great doors, but that spirit of mediocrity, because you see, excellence is a spirit, and mediocrity is a spirit. For it was said of Daniel that an excellent spirit was found in him. So what is found in you? What is found in you? If it is an excellent spirit, why do you manifest mediocrity? And the moment we say it, you say we like talking too much.
You say we talk too much. Some few thoughts about excellence, then I'll round up for today. When you leave this place today, examine yourself. This thing, is it excellent? This thing that I'm doing, is it excellent? What do I need to do to improve? Because if you are not careful, you may know God. You see, that is why a lot of Christians pray, and the prayers look like they are unanswered. Some of the prayers, the answer is, stop this thing of being a mediocre and upgrade yourself to an excellent status. That is who you are. The guy is coming in. You think somebody wants to employ? That thing that you are handling can become world best if you will apply yourself to excellence. Because every world best embraced excellence. They decided they would not be mediocre. And they got there. Some few thoughts from philosophical points of view. Sir, the pastor is not a philosopher. I'm not. Yes, philosophy is simply the love of wisdom. So if you are philosophizing, that means you are having an intercourse with wisdom. Are you getting the point? And when you work like I work in the Word of God, you will see that you have access to so many things that the people of God must understand. A great philosopher spoke about excellence like this. You can write it. Excellence is an art. Projection, be very quick to type it. Excellence is an art. A-R-T. Won by training. Won by training. And habituation, that is habits, habituation, okay? Excellence is an art that is won by what? Training and what? Habituation. So, excellence is not just an act, it's a habit. Okay? Excellence is not just an art, it's what? A habit. So, we are what we repeatedly do. So, if you want to attain excellence and leave the realm of mediocrity, you have to make up your mind to engage in training and what? Habit. Tap somebody and say, are you in church? Glory. Did you get it? It's an art won by what? Training and what? Habituation. You can also write this down. So, excellence is never an accident. Excellence is what? Never an accident. So, you do not attain excellence by accident. So this thing called mediocrity, not very good, substandardness, in every area, if you wake up from it, if you will shine, you have to embrace excellence, and excellence is never an accident. Excellence that, it just happened. No. It is always the result of high intention is always the result of what? High intention. You must be intentional about it. High intention, sincere effort. Sincere effort. Sincere effort and intelligent execution. And what?
Execution.
It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. It represents the what? Wise choice of many alternatives. If you got it, read it to me. One, two, go. Excellence is never what? An accident. It is always the result of what? High intention. Uh-huh. Sincere efforts. Uh-huh. Intelligent execution. And what does it represent? Wise choice of many what? Alternatives. So please, people of God, greatness is not a coincidence. I know we sometimes want to say, oh, he was born into a rich family. He was born into whatever. Listen to me. No matter where you were born to, if even you were born to ground zero, if you will embrace excellence and decide to arise and shine, you'll get there. If you will kick out mediocrity and say, I will not settle for less, I will accept my place, I will embrace excellence. When it is not good, I will say it is not good. I will strive to become better. Is somebody listening at all? Oh, yes. No world champion became world champion overnight. Sometimes we just want to say, oh, it is because his father is. Oh. So now, it places those who fathers are nothing at a very disadvantaged position where they cannot become anything. It's not true. It's not true. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We cannot despise or dispute the fact that sometimes when you are born onto a hill, you do not delay in becoming tall. Translate it to Chi. See, I to see on chanting thing. Are you getting the point? But then, what if I was not born on a sea? What if I was not born on a hill? Does that mean I will never attain unto greater heights? God forbid. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So I do not make reference to who my father is. I do not make reference to which school I went to. I have decided that by all means, I must rise. Is somebody listening to what I am saying? Yeah. There are those that had the best privileges you can think about, but they wasted them all because they thought excellence is by accident. They thought that when you have money, then you can attain excellence. They had money but wasted everything and never became anything. Listen to me, people of God. Nothing can restrict your shining. It is your own decision. Listen to me. Your decision to embrace excellence is a choice. It's a choice. Make up your mind from today. Mediocrity out. So when there's something to do, sit down on your buttocks. I hope I'm talking to the right congregation. Is somebody listening to what I am saying? So sometimes we look at the finished product of excellence. When we see somebody's life is beautiful, we see everything they are doing has worked. We say, we just want to say, oh, maybe they won lotto. When we look at successful people who have attained excellence, You know, in every field you can attain excellence. When you mention golf, a name comes into your mind, Tiger Woods. When you even mention tennis, a name comes into your mind. Isn't it not amazing? We like to celebrate other people who have become excellent. And we look at ourselves, it's like, hey, these people, they were gifted. Let me tell you something. Sometimes some of the people who have been who have become excellent, that you think were gifted, were gift zero. They decided. We all turn on bulbs and we're happy. Check how many times Thomas Edison failed. And when they said, you have failed this number of times, he said, I did not fail. I discovered how many times it cannot work. Is somebody listening to what I am saying? Yeah. You must decide. Be willing to embrace the sacrifices. You see, those that settle for mediocrity, they say, oh, hey, if you sit down for one more hour, it can become better. I'm tired. Those of you who are students, so if these things that you are even learning plenty, it won't come. If even it doesn't come, you have become better. If even it doesn't come, you have become better. That is why people go to school. After school, you realize that they know nothing. They chew to go and pour. The thing didn't go through them. That business you are doing, listen to me. In my experience in life, I've realized that we are our own enemies. The day you decide, I will shake off mediocrity. That workplace. You see, I heard a story. I can't finish today. Because we have to go into a number of things. There's this guy who finished master's in architecture. There was no job. He's been applying to several establishments, getting no job. So he decided, Charlie, to stay home and waste away. Let me go and find some construction site so that I can go and carry some mortar and some concrete and make some money. Every money is money. So he went to a construction site and he got enrolled as a laborer. So the owners of the establishment were there, those who were actually building. They were watching the workers. They looked at this guy. When all the others were fooling, he won't fool some. When we are talking rubbish, he looks like he's very quiet. Unlike the ordinary laborer that would just be shouting. When he picked the block, the guys were doing it haphazardly. He would go and arrange it. And he picked the point where he was arranging his. So the owners were like, who is this guy? He doesn't look like a laborer. So they called him and said, who are you? He said, my name is so-so and so. What are you doing here? Are you really sure you are? He said, oh, I'm an architect. You are what? I hold a master's degree in architecture. And what are you doing here? He said, oh, there's no job. So I decided to come and just be a laborer. They said, from tomorrow, you are the site supervisor. You are the site supervisor. What did they see? When the others were playing mediocrity, when the others were playing those mediocre games, the guy was serious with excellence, even in packing blocks. You see the way you don't respect what you are doing, but what you are doing is what somebody has done, that it has given that thing a name. If you would go about your work with that mind of excellence, I shun mediocrity. If even it's Achumo I'm selling, I will do my Achumo in such a way. Do we all not go and pack along gutters to buy an Awachi? Because that Awachi selling, the way she does the Awachi, for 25 years, the wele is always soft. Oh my God. Please, excellence is not a gift. Nobody will dash you excellence. It's a decision. It's a choice. I will be excellent. outstanding, extremely good. Then look at the mediocre coming. Oh, nobody can be extremely good. To air is human. Man is full of faults. Is he? Man is full of faults. Man is full of faults. People have been embracing excellence so much. Check the first Toyota they made and the current Toyotas they are making. Excellence. Every year they come out with a new model. Every year. That is excellent. That progressive excellence. Progress. And now they even have AI that drives car. It is only in Africa that anything mediocre, we embrace it. And we say, oh, it's okay. You see, so even our jokes are not funny. Because if we don't tax our jokers to bring us excellent jokes. I'm serious. Check our films. Check our films. As if we some few years ago, we saw some actors who had gone to school to attain excellence to a certain level. Look at the films they were producing. I don't know, they too, they have been affected. Because normally, the negative affects the positive more. When they outnumber. Look, have you watched a typical Ghanaian film? Go and watch films they acted in Hollywood and those places. Some British films. 1832. When you check out the film and you check our 2024 film. Because see, even in theater arts, we are not serious. We are mediocres. Mediocres. And we still celebrate and clap for people acting films in hats, at Aquame with hats. The next time we tell you this thing you did is not good enough, don't get angry. Don't get angry. I've watched people, and I watch the attitude of people. I watch people. I said, this thing is a problem. And though we have all the favor, we hit a point we cannot rise again because we are not ready to embrace excellence. We are not ready to go through the sacrifices. We are not ready to do it again. You go to work, they give you a target. You do the thing. They say, go and do it again. They say, go and do it again for 10 times. Then you say, look. What? Do you want my head to erase? Don't do it this way. Do it this way. Oh, I can't hold it up. I didn't see any. You see, and they start talking on your side. Mediocrity is an enemy to shining. I rest my case. I pray for you. This week, see, if this week goes to an end and you evaluate yourself. Most of the time, when people that attain excellence are evaluating themselves, nobody is there. You should see how Tiger Woods will hit the golf ball. When everybody is sleeping, he's hitting it. Because he must get the hole. And everybody is sleeping. The man that wants to attain excellence is still hitting the ball. 2 a.m. Then he realized, no, I think my waist, I didn't position it well. Then he was straightened. Then he goes and read what those who hit it to get the hole, how was their posture? Then he start looking and practicing. Training and habit. Close your eyes. Let's pray. I want you to pray. Precious Holy Spirit, you are the excellent spirit and you reside in me. Help me to kill mediocrity and embrace excellence in every area of my life. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Kido kama sin tete kasai. Adelimiko pretis. La gabaria teke kun tekente. Madalimi oste iva koste iva vaya. Olede kevste iva vamantom. Ebalande becomeste iva vambebe. Britenipaya keperua. Legra itana kos. Legrata lima. Legrata ma. Legrimi bye. Imagroma, Bea, Ekanto, Kale, Istolika, Vai, Vela Gavre, Va, Vento Felifitos Ta Ivakasa, O Prenipino Compre Istaika Kai, Ama Balahasa, Elokobe Swate, let the excellent spirit of God be awakened in us, Alegobo Yokosh, that we will strive and embrace excellence and kick out mediocrity of any form, of any kind. Elagadon shete de komste ivratas. Radadaka. That in our generation, we will shine as lights. Yes, 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 yes. We arise and we shine. We arise and we shine. For our light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Olagabahasha. Ezana ko prete de keso. Ulagada ganse. Ostehish. Barade. Olengene monte. Mazonde bedebe kamto. Ababa. Ilabayate de dehasa. O brada kapasha. Elakata hasa. Shido kapahayaha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Kababada bush. Bizana mankopo. Legalagada hase. Obrane kasaya. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. I pray for you. That you will not just settle for anything, but you always strive to become the best of you. May you not get tired and settle for mediocrity. Whatever thing you are doing, even your room, keeping your room tidy, that belong to you, things that are for others that you take care of, may you not be one that settles for mediocrity, but you embrace excellence. You strive. You have high intentions. You have sincere effort, intelligent execution. In the name of Jesus, may the excellent spirit of God find expression through you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you going to kick out mediocrity this week? Yeah. Amen. Amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.